You are listening to My Daddy's Records here on the Six Eyes Radio Network Station 2. We are awaiting our host, Six Eyes, and he has got a good show planned for us today.
He's right here.
All right.
We're right here. This is My Daddy's Records, but today is going to be My Daddy's Remote. That's right. Papa Six Eyes like to watch TV as well. So today on the show, we will be celebrating the life of Norman Lear. So once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, 515-605-9340 for this December 8th, 2023. I am Six Eyes, and we have the Wolf Gangs with us. So that's what we're going to be doing today. But before we get started, how's everybody's evening going so far?
Well, I'm doing really great, Six. I got a chance to talk to Maggie earlier, and when you get a chance after the show, got to tell you all about it. So, but having a great day, I found out some good info, so it made me real happy, and so my day is going real, real well. So just looking forward to a great show tonight, to listen to some good stuff, maybe learn something about this fellow, like I told you earlier today. I didn't remember this guy or his shows, so I'll be interested to actually hear something and learn something tonight.
Okay. Well, Wolfgang, don't take this the wrong way, but you must have, must have not watched too much TV growing up, or you must have, the old saying, lived under a rock. But no worries, because you know about other books that I don't know about, so it's cool. So no worries. All right, so let us find out about this.
That's why, there's times I'd rather be the student, and I'm more than happy to learn.
Are we taking prayer requests?
That's not what this show is about, Russo. Go on,
okay.
Six.
All right.
All right, Shepard, say hello.
Norman Lear was a screenwriter and producer who created many famous sitcoms, including All in the Family, Sanford and Son, and The Jeffersons. He was a social justice advocate who raised the bar for comedy on television.
All right. So that's just a little bit about him right there.
Oh, okay. Well, if that be the case, well, at least I'm familiar with some of his work. Okay, All in the Family and Sanford and Son. Okay, well.
Can we watch them, too?
I did. I watched a lot of Sanford and Son and All in the Family. Okay, you're ringing a little bit of a bell. Okay.
There we go.
Remember one thing with my visual inconvenience, I never read the credits parts of the movies I saw. I wouldn't have known his name, but I'm familiar with his work. So, okay, now let's go on.
Okay, all right. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight here on My Daddy's Remote. All right, so let's get started. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I figure once you heard that, you would figure out who the guy was. Yep. An interesting thing. He lived to be 101 years old. Here we go.
Wow.
Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, don't make girls, but girls are man, woman.
Mr. We can use a man like Go ahead, hope you get present there.
Well, what is it?
It's Christ here.
Oh, look at that. The best time. Look at the size of it. You know, I think they don't know what they're selling down at Burby's drugstore because, you know, they got the highest prices on them little nothing bottles, and they got the low prices on these here.
Should have picked her up a six-pack.
Thank you, Daddy.
Bubble Bear! Oh, Archie, thank you!
Nothing, nothing at all. I mean, after all, can't a guy every now and then bring home a present for his family?
Sure he can, Arch, but you never do.
He hits his mark center stage and is crushed by a baby grand piano.
You're replacing me?
Customize and save with Liberty Bibbity.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
You know there's an art to making a perfect gingerbread house. And my grandma, she taught me when I was like your age.
Yeah, well, my grandma taught me too.
All right, let's get started.
You're welcome.
What kind of grandmama you get?
Fly away.
You gotta admit, it's not every day you come home singing and handing out presents.
Well, maybe your father always wanted to, but he forgot, and today he remembered.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Like, I'm sitting here, and I almost forgot to mention I wanted a beer.
And now you're remembering?
That's right.
You see what I mean?
Shut up and get me the beer.
What?
And that's what we want to know. What?
Why? Why?
Daddy, if you tell us, did you get a raise?
No, nothing like that. If you really want to know, I'll tell you this much. It so happened that Lady Luck shined on me through. Why are you standing there, Rita? You lost the beard.
I'll help you clean it up, Mom.
Archie, you swore you would never do it again.
Do what again?
Gamble on the horse.
Who said anything about gambling on a horse?
You just did when you said Lady Luck shined on you today.
Oh, come on, Rita. Lots of people say that there.
I ain't heard you say that for 20 years. Oh, Archie, you broke your promise.
It ain't what you think. Now, just pay attention to me. Barney Heffner come up to me, see? And he says to me, listen, I got a hot tip on a sure thing and a thing.
Oh, Archie.
Ada, don't be like this, huh?
What are you doing?
Ada, it turned out good. Look, a 40-to-1 shot. Look what I got here. $80, Ada, less $3 that I laid out for the present.
Gambling again.
I did not start gambling again. This is a one-time and a one-time thing only. What the hell are you looking at? See, when Barney asked me if I wanted to bet again, I called him no. N-O-W, no. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to swear to you? Okay, I'll swear. Pinky swear.
Oh, thank you, Archie. That makes me feel much
I'll get the beer myself. Geez, look at that all over the floor. Reminds me when we had Arthur the cat.
You know, we're jolly hard on Daddy. After all, it's only $2, Ed.
Oh, it ain't the money, Gloria. It's the sickness. I don't want to live through that again.
What sickness?
The gambling sickness. You wouldn't remember, Gloria, because you were too young. You were 3 years old. But the poker playing was bad enough, but then he started gambling on the horses, and he couldn't stop. Sometimes he loses his whole paycheck. See, that doesn't sound like Daddy. It wasn't him. It was the sickness.
Well, Ma, how did you get him to stop?
I packed a suitcase and dressed Gloria up and told him I was leaving.
Happy days, everybody. Oh, look who's there. Hit the Greek.
Look who's over there, stupid the pole. Don't talk to me. Talk to your husband over here. You hear the wisecracky laid on me?
Come on, Arch. It's just a joke. Ma was telling us about your gambling days. That's
wrong. How about what? Oh, what's wrong? We're all family here. Don't remind me. I told you never to talk about that time.
Well, I won't let you realize because I finished telling him.
I was only out of the room 1 minute. You finished telling him that whole long story. Whenever you tell me even a little story, it takes you forever.
That's because you interrupt me. You keep saying, get to the turn, Ethan. Get to the turn. And that mixes me up and I lose my mind.
If I didn't interrupt you, you wouldn't know when you was finished.
Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs to defeat you.
Mom, were you really going to leave Daddy?
Yes, I really was.
What would you have done then? Get a divorce?
No, Gloria, never. I married your father for better or for worse. I'm just lucky the worst got a little better.
I get it.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hello, Barney. No, he's busy right now. Yeah, I'll give him a message. You put his bed down for him, another bed? Yeah, I'll tell him. $10 on glow worm in the fifth. Yeah. Goodbye.
Edith, let me tell you something about beer. You can never buy beer. You can only rent it. look at you, Edith. You ain't got no sense of humor about certain things. Did I hear the phone go off?
Yeah.
Oh, who was it for?
It was for you.
For me? Well, who was it, huh?
It was glowing in the fifth.
Oh, oh,
Get set. We got a problem.
Hold on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Doug. And Doug says you can customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. He hits his mark center stage and is crushed by a baby grand piano.
Are you replacing me?
With this guy?
Customize and save with Liberty Bibbity.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
Oh, look, boo-boo.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi,
my son.
Hey, Mom.
Mmm,
something should smell good.
Yeah, boy, am I
soft. I'll do it
tomorrow. Yeah, Ma, that's a good idea. Tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. It's the best time to do it.
Michael, how long she been like this?
Since I got home from school.
It's 6:30. Where's Daddy?
I know. It's strange. Half past feeding time and Papa Bear's not sitting at the table.
Well, maybe he got caught in the rush hour, same as I did. Michael, did you know Daddy slept on the couch last night?
You're kidding me. Was that his idea or hers?
What's the difference?
I'd just like to know. Did he abdicate or was he dethroned?
Come on, Michael. I never thought I'd see the day when Mom would hit Daddy.
Yeah, neither did I. I never saw you fall with his mouth open and nothing coming out.
It's not funny.
I know. I mean, Gloria, it's like when a guy slips on a banana peel, right? You laugh. And then you find out he broke his leg and you say, I'm sorry. Well, right now, I'm not up to the I'm sorry part yet.
I can't let her just sit there like that. Let's go talk to her. Mom, is there anything we can do to help?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Gloria. I gotta figure this out for myself.
Oh, maybe it's not as bad as you think.
I hope not. You don't know how bad the sickness can get. Why, when we was living on Union Street, we had a used car. And one day I was looking out the window and I saw a man driving off in it. I yelled at Archie, Archie, there's a man stealing our car. He says, he ain't stealing it is, I lost it to him last night. Terrible. It was. But I didn't hit Archie then, and I shouldn't have hit him this time.
Oh, Ma, you couldn't help yourself.
Oh, I couldn't help Archie either. Remember when you had the chicken pox, Gloria? I didn't hit you. That has to do with anything. Oh, everything. Gambling is a sickness, too. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to say to him when he comes home tonight. If he comes home tonight. Oh, Ma, of course he'll come home. I don't know, Gloria. Your father is a very proud man. He comes from a family where the women didn't hit their husbands. At least not when they was looking at him.
He's had a whole day to think about this. By now, he probably realizes it's his fault. He's going to walk in here. He's not going to say anything about it. And I don't believe a word I just said.
Ma, you lost your temper. It could happen to anyone. I never hit anybody in my whole life. Not even when I was a little girl. Not even Elsie Lawler. Elsie Lawler? I never heard you talk about her. Who's she? She sat behind me in fourth grade. Oh, she was so mean to me. What'd she do? Well, once in the playground, I was running after a ball, and she stuck a foot out and tripped me, and I fell on my face and chipped a tooth. Oh, I would have hit her. Everybody wanted me to. Jerry Rollo offered to hold her so I could hit her. Her own brother. But I couldn't do it. I gave it to her, though. I said, all right for you, Elsie Lawler. She knew I was mad at her. I never hit Elsie Lawler, but I hit your father.
Give us another beer there, will you, Kelsey? You going to drink your dinner tonight, Arch?
Are you in the business of asking stupid questions and selling beer?
But I was just asking you stupid questions.
Can't you find nobody else to talk to?
There ain't nobody else in here.
That solves your problem, then. Shut up.
Hey, Captain. Give me one of them tall coolers, huh? Hi, Arch.
I don't be giving that high Arch stuff to crumb you.
Hey, look, pal, I'm sorry that your horse lost. But I wasn't riding them, you know.
That ain't the prank. Why did you have to call me up at my house?
Because I figured that's where your phone was.
Don't be funny. I ain't laughing at that. Listen, Edith was not supposed to know I was betting on a horse.
Oh, keeping secrets from the little wifey, huh? That ain't nice, Arch. What did Edith say when she found out?
Well, it wasn't what she said. It's the way she said it.
You're in the doghouse and you're afraid to go home, huh?
I ain't afraid to go home.
Hey, Arch, you want to get Edith back in line, you got to do what I do.
What?
When Mabel gave me a bad time, I didn't stay out. I went home, but I ignored her. Made believe she wasn't even there.
I wouldn't wait with Edith. I do that even when I ain't mad at her.
You don't understand. I gave her the cold shoulder. I didn't even go near her. Not downstairs nor upstairs, if you get my drift.
Oh, you done that, huh?
For two whole weeks. Drove her right up the wall.
No, that'd be punishing me too hard.
You see, I say you're too soft-hearted.
I know that, Bonnie, but what am I going to do? That's the way I am.
Well, if you don't want to do it the quiet way, then you better start hollering. When a woman gets out of line, she wants to be straightened out. It's just like kids.
I know all that.
Yeah, I know you know all that, but what are you doing about it? Hmm? Huh?
I'll show you what I'm going to do about it. I'll see the two of you later.
Go get a rock.
What's with you, Bonnie? You see the look on his face? He's going to be murder at his house. You've got him all steamed up.
What are friends for?
Gloria?
Yeah, Mike, what is it?
I just saw your father turning the corner. He'll be here any minute.
Oh, Ma, did you hear that?
Yes, I ain't looking forward to this. Well, now don't you let him walk all over.
Gloria, let me handle this my way. And please, this is private between Archie and me.
Right.
We'll be upstairs.
Glad
you're alone, because there's some things I want to say.
Get away from me.
Huh? I said you get away from me unless you got something to say to me.
I got something to say to you. You hate me, and you hate me, and I demand an apology.
It's you that's got to apologize to me.
I got to. That's like asking Pearl Harbor to apologize to the judge.
I didn't want to argue. I've been worrying about you all day.
Yeah, well, you should have been. Because you hit me and you hit me. Did I ever hit you for any reason?
I never gave you any reason.
That don't make no difference. You know a lot of wives get felt by their husbands? What are they to say for the nurse?
I could forgive you for hitting me, but I don't think I could ever forgive you for making me hit you.
What does that mean?
It means you lied to me.
Listen, Edith, listen. You know, I still ain't got no feeling over here. I was standing right here looking at you, smiling at you, and you slugged the smile right off of me. Now, I demand an apology.
Archie, can I read you something?
Don't read me nothing, Edith. I want an apology.
This is an apology.
Well, I didn't ask you to write it out. But as long as you've done that, that's okay, too. All right? Go ahead. Read it to me.
I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't know how I could have done such a terrible thing to someone who's been so good to me. I promise never to do it again. I hope you can forgive me.
Good. It ain't the fanciest writing in the world, but then you ain't no Henry Woodward Longfellow. Apology and all right, then I accept.
I didn't write this, Archie. You did. 20 years ago, when I was going to leave you because you were gambling, you wrote this.
I did not.
Oh, yeah. See, here it is. Your own handwriting. Dearest Edith, I'm sorry.
Oh, what did I do? Now, you set me up for that thing, Edith. But that don't count. You ain't going to get away with it. That letter's too old. What I mean to say is subscribe.
All you got to do is change the date on this letter and sign it right here under the P.S. that you wrote. See, P.S., I swear to God I'll never gamble again. And while you're doing that, I'll tell you how sorry I am that I hit you.
Get me a pencil. Look at this. She whips it out like Matt Dillon.
You're a trip, you know that? A real trip.
Liberty Mutual customized my car insurance, and I saved hundreds. With the money I saved, I started a dog walking business. Oh! Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
The love that goes into a Subaru comes out when Subaru and our retailers share the love. 116,000 animals supported. 3,300 wishes granted. 4.3 million meals provided. And over 400 national parks protected. Be a part of something bigger. Get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, and Subaru and our retailers will donate $300 to charity. Get 2.9% APR financing on a new 2024 Outback during the 2023 Subaru Share the Love event.
Hey, Dad!
Oh,
my God,
there you are.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Jesus. Did you have the exterminator in here today?
No.
Well, what were you doing anyway? You spraying for roaches or something?
No.
Hey, hold on. Stand back. I think that's coming off in you.
Oh, Gloria, let me use some of that perfume you gave it. Don't you like it?
Yeah, sure, but I don't think it's from indoors, you know. I think that pipe was for going out. Why don't you take a bath?
Join My Daddy's Remote on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy,
Guys like us, we had it.
And you knew
where
you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mr. We could use a man like
Rainbow
Boots.
A good mood.
don't like that. Gee, I hate that. I really hate that.
Listen, meathead. When I come home after a hard day's work, that means I've been working harder all day. Why? So I can make money to buy things like a house. And on that house is a dog, which I also bought. Why? Because when I come home after a hard day's work, I got something to slam at.
Hello, Archie. How was your day?
Hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. He hits his mark center stage and is crushed by a baby grand piano.
Are you replacing me?
Is this guy?
Customize and save with Liberty Liberty.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
Oh, look, boo-boo.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Did you know the Solo Stove Pie Pizza Oven could cook a pizza in 90 seconds?
90 seconds? That's not a pizza oven. That's a time machine.
Wait, a pizza from the past?
Huh? No, it just cooks pizza real fast.
Or maybe it's from the future.
It was a joke, dude.
Pizza of the future! Teach us your ways!
Let's eat the pizza, get in the time machine, go back 90 seconds, eat it again. Infinite pizza time loop.
Hold on. We showed up. Let's show out.
3, 2, 1,
jump high. Come on.
It's a stick up, stick up. Shake it, never move. Quicker, quicker. Yeah, I'm taking down the town. It's a pick up, pick up.
I got you, baby.
When on the floor, gotta love that. Got to keep it going on, gotta love that. Gotta be like a pro, don't you love that? Take it to the flow.
Gotta love that.
Got it. They're naked. We got to take our clothes. Give me a
After 3 years of marriage, he's still after her like a ham.
Hi, Daddy.
Wait. Never mind. Hi, Daddy. What is this piece of filth here doing on my property?
Oh, that's a great reproduction.
I don't want no reproduction on my property, sir.
What is wrong with this statue?
It's naked and I hate it.
I have never seen anybody get so uptight about the naked body.
Listen, little girl, there's a time and a place for naked, you know, but this thing here, that can only be a fountain in a men's room.
How can I say that about a statue that expresses pure love?
What? Pure about two little naked people on a rock?
No, it's quoting the Bible. What about Adam and Eve? They were naked. They probably sat on lots of rocks.
Don't talk like a Enigma Roses, will you? Let me tell you something. Back in the days when God started making people, he didn't know how naked was going to look on them. When he found out, he didn't like what he seen there. He told people to put clothes on him.
I wish that you had a zipper in the back of your head that I could open up, put my hands in there, and massage some sense into your brain.
Get away from me.
Who are you to judge what's dirty? Even the Supreme Court copped out on that. They left the interpretation of what's obscene to local standards.
And they were right. And this is my house, and I'm the local standard. I want that thing the hell out of here. Where'd you get it anyway? In some porno shop?
No, it is not from a porno shop. It is a gift to me from Irene Lorenzo, and I am not giving it back.
Oh, Irene Lorenzo, the queen of the women's lubrication movement. What's he trying to do, walk your mind, bringing in garbage like that?
I am not standing around to hear a tasteless person, even if he is my father, insult a great work of art.
I told you I want him out of here.
I'm
gonna watch up.
I'll help you, Mom.
Out of here.
I want that statue to stay right where it is. You hear me? I repeat, I want it to stay right where it is. This is my house, too, you know, and that means that I have some rights around here. You do know that, don't you? I have rights. I do.
Let's talk to your father like that. You may leave this room. That wife of yours has a mouth on her bigger than her whole body.
I wonder where she inherited it.
Do me a favor, will you? Shut up. I haven't said a word yet.
Let me see you. Frank Lorenzo, the Prince of Pepperoni.
I can't stay long. I just put the recipe for you.
Yeah, well, she's in the kitchen.
Oh, whoa. What have we got here? The kitchen.
We got a reproduction just like that at our house.
No, Frank, you got one just like that in our house.
What?
Your wife, Irene, give that statue to my daughter, Gloria.
My wife, Irene, give that statue to my daughter, Gloria.
Yeah.
Without asking me?
She just... You mean Irene didn't ask you?
No. That's my favorite statue. That's my kiss. I want my kiss.
Oh, Frank, you're going to get your kiss.
I think Irene only loaned that statue to Glory. But I think I heard mention made of that. Here, why don't you take it?
Oh, well, if it's just a loan, you can keep it a while longer if you really like it.
I really like it better at your house.
Okay. Give this recipe to Eve.
Yeah, sure, I'll go.
Yeah.
You know what? You really surprised me. I didn't think you'd go in for this kind of stuff.
Oh, sure, I'm a statue fan from way back. I couldn't love statues more if I was a pigeon.
Yeah. And give our thanks to Irene for loaning us that statue, huh? Okay,
yeah,
arrivederci. Oh, hi. That was Frank Lorenzo just coming left.
I could see that. And you gave him my statue, too, didn't you?
Well, the man came in here and he said that the statue was only a loan and he wanted it back. He took it away.
That's a lie.
Oh, well, I don't have to stand here and listen to talk like that.
Oh, yes, you do. I love that statue, and so does Michael. It was our first real piece of art. What's going on in here?
What's going on in here is your daughter standing here calling her father a liar.
Gloria, you shouldn't talk to your father that way.
Yes, I should. He took something that I love.
Well, that ain't lying. That's stealing.
Don't help me explain nothing, huh? Now, I got something to say to you, little girl, so you listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
Now I will.
I am never
going
to listen to you again, and you're never going to have the opportunity to listen to me again. And I'm never going to speak to you again. Never, 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 never,
What's wrong? What's wrong is your wife, my daughter, was standing here calling me a liar. And your mother-in-law, my wife, was standing here letting her get away with it. And out there they are, up the stairs with the two of them. Does this mean we don't eat?
And Doug says you can customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. He hits his mark center stage and is crushed by a baby grand piano.
Are you replacing me?
Is this guy?
Customize and save with Liberty Bibbity.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
Oh, look, boo-boo.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You've had your eye on it. You've loved it from afar. The obsession-worthy sofa. We're designer looks furniture, and we're obsessed with making sure everyone can get their hands on sofas that look like this at a price that's as comfortable as this. How's that feel?
We're designer looks. Designer furniture without the designer pricing. Available at your favorite furniture store.
Gloria, pass me over the catch. I said, Gloria, pass me over the catch. Get your hands off the catch. Pass you one more time, Gloria, pass me over the catch.
All right, Edith, you may pass me over the catch.
I want to tell you something, little girl. You ain't hating me with this here silent treatment, you know. Plus, you're putting your mother in misery. Look at the face on her. Want to show a little respect for your mother, huh? Be a little nice to your mother?
Edith, what is this crap all of you? Yeah.
It's called potatoes au gratin.
I don't care what you call it. You realize you spilled seasoned potatoes?
The seasoning's supposed to be there. The recipe calls for it.
Are you telling me that somebody wrote in a book that you're supposed to put cheese in my potatoes?
There you go again. Anything that you haven't seen before, anything that's a little bit different, you're against. Before you were against French art, now you're against French cooking.
Let me tell you this. To the French. I tell you something else about the French there, wise guy. You know why they lost World War II? Because when the crowds was marching into their country, the French was running around naked, putting up dirty statues and throwing cheese at the table.
Germans know they were French if they didn't have no clothes.
They knew they was Frenchy because they had cheese all over.
Hi.
What do you mean, hi? Where you been? It's 6:18.
Sorry, Frank, were you worried?
You bet I was worried. My cheese souffle has to come out of the oven at 6:21.
I mentioned that to the bus driver, but he didn't seem very impressed.
Very funny. What's in the box?
It's a present for Gloria. From both of us.
You gave Gloria another present? There you go. You're doing it again. How can you give Gloria a gift from us without asking me? Me is half of us.
I didn't think you'd mind.
I mind.
Well, it's just kind of a peace offering.
Well, it's not my fault that that house is an uproar. My favorite piece of sculpture, and you give it to Gloria without asking me? You never asked me anything.
Come on, Frank. What's the big deal? I know you. If you'd seen Gloria's face when she looked at that statue, you'd have given it to her yourself.
Naturally, if I'd have seen her face. But I didn't see her face. You didn't ask me to see her face. But that's not the point. The point is that you never asked me about anything. You give my statue to Gloria without asking me. You give her a gift without asking me. You plan a trip for us to Cleveland without asking me.
Well, don't you want to go see your son?
Of course I do.
Okay, when?
That's up to you.
Up to me. You really are something, you know that? How am I supposed to know what things I should ask and what things I shouldn't ask?
Just ask me.
You're crazy, Frank. You know that? How does anyone talk to a raving Italian?
Raving Italian. There it is. It all comes out in the open after all these years.
What?
Oh, they told me. They told me before we got married. They said you marry somebody who's Irish, and someday you'll get into an argument with her, and she's going to say, uh-huh, wop.
I didn't say wop. I didn't even say aha.
But you were thinking aha. And when you're thinking aha, can wop be far behind?
Gloria, you're out there in the living room?
No, she's upstairs.
Yes. Get over here. Yes, I got something to show you. Got a little present here for Gloria.
You bought something for Gloria?
Yeah, you know, kind of make it up to her, huh? And because she's so crazy about statues, I got this one here. If she can love it, we can all enjoy. See?
Oh, yeah, that sure is something.
Is that nice? Now, look, up here is a hole, see, where you can put an artificial flower. And then here you got the fish. Look at the detail work on that, see? You can tell right away that that there is a carp, see? Up here, at the birds. If you close your eyes, you can almost hear them singing there while a colored lady plays the ukulele.
Oh,
now, the person with a dirty mind, you know, you look up around here where the beads are. And on this statue, this has got a clock, see? So that takes the person's mind off these here. This is down here where it belongs, see? On the time. It's your need. Now that's taste.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Oh, I know it. Let's take another look.
All right, there you got to put it.
Oh, we'll find some place for him here. What is that? Don't show your ignorance. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but you better get it last before it starts festering.
You are a low-quality guy. Hey, you fill up the work of art. I bought that fancy place Carlson's over on the boulevard there. That's one of a kind.
That's one of a kind?
That's right. I had a bunch of them in blue. This was the only one yellow.
Mike, don't you think it's nice of Archie to buy it for Gloria?
You bought this for Gloria?
That's right, buddy. For my daughter. I can hardly wait for this kiss.
I think you can wait, Arch.
How are you?
Can we see Gloria for a minute?
Sure. Gloria! The Lorenzos are here. They want to see you.
Hey, I'm glad these people are here. I got something to show you, huh? Yeah. Feast your eyes on that. Now, that's the way your voice. I tell us so.
Oh, ain't that a lot nicer than that classy comparison you got, huh? With the two nudies groping each other.
Archie boarded for Gloria to cheer her up.
Well, that should do the job. It certainly put a smile on my face.
Trying to give me a shot there, I mean. No, Archie. It put a smile on my face, too.
Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. He hits his mark center stage and is crushed by a baby grand piano.
Are you replacing me?
With this guy?
Customize and save with Liberty Bibbidi.
He doesn't even have a mustache.
Oh, look, a boo-boo.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hey, even here's an item that might interest you. It's Ed Sullivan apologizing in his column for getting Henry Mancini's birthday wrong. Mancini's birthday is April 16th. It wasn't the other day at all.
Oh, my. I hope somebody tells Henry Mancini.
From Television City in Hollywood. Boy, do they let me play.
Don't let me hit the raid.
guys like us, we had it.
So that was All in the Family right there. What'd you think so far?
That was wonderful. Actually, I remember it. It was always so funny, especially with the guy that played Archie. Mm-hmm. He was always making those silly comments and then played Edith. And he really, you know, she really had to move it around. And it was fun. I enjoyed that. I remember watching it for years.
Yes.
What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, I enjoyed it myself.
He was very, very creative, very creative. And then, like I said, he passed away at age 101 years old. And that's a beautiful
that's
life
wonderful.
Right there.
He lived that long. Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Excellent. If you just joined us, that's what we're doing tonight. My Dad is Remote. So we've seen All in the Family. Now we're going to move over to Sanford and Son.
Oh, cool.
All right.
All right.
All right. So we will be right
there
back.
There we go.
Enjoy My Dad is Remote. So let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right, Ruth, give us a good commercial.
All right.
We're good. We're good.
Here is Sanford and Son. Another Norman Lear classic.
I loved it, too. I think it's wonderful. I remember I loved it, too.
So hopefully everybody's mental is doing good. My mental is good. Two thumbs up and two paws up for trumpet. Two paws up for diamond. When all the chaos is going on in the world, doesn't need to have some laughter. Because, you know, this situation with going on in Jerusalem is still going on.
Yes, it is.
You know. Yeah. So here we go. Here's Sam from the
show. Alrighty.
All right, here we go.
Arby's added 6 pieces of bacon to Arby's burger. Adding more stuff wouldn't be responsible. So Arby's took a step back and doubled the cheese anyway. Arby's, we have the meat.
What's up, trumpet? Get down. Get down, boy.
Hey, pop up, I give me a little help, Jack.
I would, Raul, but it's authorized to move from my hand always spread around in my back. Let's go get that stuff on out there before the bill collectors come here and try to repossess my empire.
So we're busy today.
Hello. Cat's worth credit. Hello, cat. You what? You haven't been receiving my checks. Well, that's strange. I've been receiving your bills. Must be a mess up at the post office. Yeah. Well, I'll take care of all the bills. Yeah, all of them. Uh-huh. I promise you. Matter of fact, they in now.
Here's the mail. Lordy. Bill, William.
Don't get too comfortable, Rollo. Where'd you put them clocks I told you to bring it in? I put them up in the attic. Who you gonna sell clocks to in the attic? The termites? Don't let that attic bring them clocks down here so we sell some of these customers. Now. I'm a slave driver. Oh, that sounds like a bill collector's knock. Howdy, stranger.
I got something here for Mr. Fred Sanford.
Oh, and then you can take the bills on down to the Undertaker parlor because Fred is dead.
Fred's dead.
You heard what I said.
That's a shame. I got a gift here for him.
A gift? Listen, I hope you're a religious man because you're about to witness the miracle. Fresco, Tango. Fred is not dead, though.
You Mr. Fred Sanford or not? Tell me your real name, Fuller.
Wait a minute, now. You ain't going to get no butter here. Come on in. You mentioned my son, Lamont. Where you know Lamont from?
Oh, I've been working with him up on Alaska Pipeline. I'm Cal Petty, just blew into town.
Must have been a typhoon. Now, Cal, how's my son doing?
Oh, he's doing real good.
Is he rich yet?
Not that real good. He said to say hi to you and he misses you a lot and he wanted me to give you a gift from Alaska.
Oh, and I always wanted a box full of nuggets. What is this?
This is a thermal drawers. He says you get cold in the night.
Cold at night? Well, why didn't you send me an Eskimo woman? You're one of Lamont's friends.
Yeah, I feel real relieved. You having a rummy sale? You always live like this.
What are you looking for? Listen, you just in time for my big sale. Say, I know a fella like you just came back from Alaska. I'm sure you came back with plenty of money, didn't you?
Well, I ain't complaining. I got myself a pretty good bankroll here. Save it for just one thing, though. Say, I want to buy business of my own.
Well, look, how much of that is Rose? How much of that is you?
I got me $2,000.
$2,000?
Yo.
Cal, why don't you put your bag over there and pull up the couch and get comfortable? Come back and get you something. How about some coffee, donuts, or maybe a couple of sheep and some sweet potatoes?
I am a little thirsty from the trip. How about a drink?
You got that.
All right.
One drink coming up. Ah, here we go. Now, listen, Cal, let me tell you something. Now, if you're going to invest your money in the business, you got to be so careful out here because some of them slickers and con artists will be trying to get you.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me, Mr. Sanford. See, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to buy me a chicken ranch.
Uh-huh.
Ever since I was a little boy in Grand Prairie, Texas.
Well, let me tell you something, Cal. Chickens are all right, but the smart money is in semi-precious recyclables.
Junk. Junk.
You put my leg again, ain't you?
No, I ain't gonna do nothing like that. Decal junk is where it's at.
Well, tell me something. How's a man get into business like this?
Well, now, it's funny you ask, Cal. See, the junk business is like any other clammy industry. It's who you know. Unfortunately, you're in the right place at the right time with the right role. I've been thinking of expanding, and you look like a man that's familiar with expansion.
What kind of deal you got in mind?
I'm going to offer you 20% of Sanford Unlimited. So let me see. Let me pick a fish out the air. $2,000.
I got me $2,000. I couldn't afford for $1,500. See, I need another $500 to live on.
Well, maybe I didn't explain, Cal. See, the $1,500 is for the business, and the $500, see, that's for a deluxe apartment in the east wing of Sanford Estates.
East wing, where's that at?
Upstairs, north of the toilet.
Well, that's really nice of you, Mr. Sanford, but, you know, I'm sending you some money for food, and I'll tell you what, you throw in meals, you got yourself a deal.
Meals? You mean you expect me to feel that?
You want $2,000 or not, Mr. Sanford?
Okay, you got a deal.
Hoping you'd say that. Where's the kitchen?
Wait a minute. You gonna take it back up to the east wing?
Oh no, I get that sucker later. I'm gonna whip me up a dozen eggs in here. Little ham, little steak and potatoes, little side of okra.
For breakfast?
Yeah, I had a little something before I came over. I ain't too hungry.
There's a lot more to Subi when you create a free account. When you sign in, you'll be able to save your watch progress. Plus, you'll get access to My List, where you can build your own library and keep track of your favorites. You'll also unlock like and dislike buttons, helping us make better recommendations. Just for you.
No kidding, I heard it was kind of hard.
No credit cards. Free forever. Get the best of Subi. Create a free account today.
The holidays on Dale's farm weren't very festive until he saved big on a Bluetooth speaker with Amazon's last-minute deals. And now?
Mamacita, ooh!
That llama is part dancer, part prancer. Stop last-minute deals now at Amazon.
And deploy that equally.
Hey, hold on, wait a moment, put these glass. Put them over here, Rollo. Hey, this one's real slick. I'll wipe it off there. I just bought these. $20 a piece. Real Swiss clock.
Swiss, huh?
So how come it says made in Japan? You know it's all good Swiss clocks are made in Japan?
Where do you keep your cheese at?
Down at the grocery store.
Funny, I'd have sworn I smell some cheese.
Well, put your shoes back on. That don't sound like no bill collector.
Hello.
Hello.
I saw your ad in the paper.
Oh, you found the big one.
Is that right if I look around outside?
No, no, go right ahead. Look out there. You might find something nice to look at. And so might I.
An ashtray from the old Metropolitan Hotel. I stayed there once. How did you find it?
Same way I found in 3 towels and 2 bottles of soap. In my suitcase.
There's a date on it. 1948.
I never noticed that.
1948. That brings back some fond memories. I'll buy it.
You will? Oh.
$2.
Yeah, $2.
Now, about this, about this tray with mice and varnish on it, $9?
Yeah, $9.
I'll take that.
You will?
That was the chair. and the ashtray, that comes to $11.
Yeah, that was the chair and the ashtray. The ashtray was $2, and the chair was $9. Mm-hmm. Multiplied. 2, 4 into 7,000. Metric.
That'll be $11.
What a beautiful clock.
Yeah, this is one of a kind.
Oh, I can see that.
Magnificent.
Italian? Or maybe Swiss?
No.
Don't tell me.
I won't.
Mr. Sanderson, I'd like to buy this clock. How much?
Well, then...
Would you consider 150?
A buck and a half? Are you kidding?
150. Are you kidding?
100... yeah, I'll let you have it for that.
That's wonderful. I'm lucky I cashed the check.
Me too.
Now, that's 100.
100.
120.
120.
140.
140.
$150.
$150.
Hey, Dad, just stole the truck.
Well, you go in the kitchen and feed yourself something to eat. Put the oven on broil and wait 10 minutes and jump in.
Mr. Sandberg, can you deliver these things to the house in Beverly Hills sometime tomorrow?
Oh, I have my feeder trucks out there all the time.
The address is 77.
I just want to write the address right now.
Okay. 77 Cantwell Drive.
Yeah, I was out there a couple of times yesterday.
You know, I didn't mean to spend so much money, but my late husband collected clocks.
Oh, your husband's late? You expecting him?
No, I'm a widow.
That's a coincidence, because I'm a widower.
Thank you, Mr. Sanford. I've had a lovely day. I found a beautiful clock and a very charming man. Goodbye.
Just a moment.
Yes?
Let me tell you something. See, this clock got a scratch on it. Right here. See, I can't charge you $150. Here, take 30 of it back.
We got 30?
Okay, and here's 20 more.
No, I'm only paying 100.
Well, take another 50.
I will pay a penny less than 80.
60.
70.
10.
20.
Okay, you got a deal.
You got a hard bargain.
Well, it's not that. You see, this is not an original Swiss clock. See, I had my thumb on his rising sun. See, right there, it's really made in Japan.
Well, I'll be an honest man.
Well, not ordinarily. I don't know what's coming over me. I must have a kid.
Well, whatever's coming over you, I can certainly appreciate it. You know, since I've been alone, a lot of people have been trying to take advantage of me.
Oh, well, I'll never try to take advantage of a lady, especially if I don't even know her name. By the way, what is your name?
Evelyn Lewis.
Hmm.
But you can call me Eve.
Well, you can call me Adam.
I'll see you tomorrow, Adam.
All right, Eve. She always had me a big red apple.
Okay, thanks again.
Bye.
Bye.
Elizabeth, you there? Well, honey, it ain't what you're thinking. I don't know what you're thinking, but it ain't what you're thinking. I didn't even think of that. See, I'm going out there tomorrow to send them catch her driving and stuff, and it's all business. Strictly business. I didn't even notice her pretty legs. Big brown eyes. And I didn't even notice that. I swear, Liz, if I'm lying to you, may I be paralyzed?
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'll Wait a minute. I mean, where in the heck you think you're going?
Tell me to wait a minute. I come here to deliver this stuff here to Miss Lewis.
Listen, I'm making some exceptions this time, but the next time, you deliver your stuff at the back door. And don't get no dirt on this carpet. I spent the whole morning on my hands and knees clean.
Well, if you're that close to the dirt, you didn't need no bathroom. You could have ugly it away.
You ain't won no bathing beauty contest.
Yeah, this is the
Hello, Mr. Sanford.
Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Eve. Bought you a big red apple.
Oh. Thank you. I know you had a long drive. Come on and sit down.
Oh, yeah, sure. But listen, Eve, are you sure I'm not going to get you in trouble? Like,
trouble?
Yeah, we can talk in another room.
We don't like this room?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. Big marble fireplace, swimming pool, couch with no cigarette burn. I know just the kind of people that live here.
Oh?
White.
Fran, this is my house.
Sure it is.
Fran, it's mine.
I can't believe it. You're rich.
Comfortable. Well, we started out poor.
Well, that's a coincidence, because that's the way I started. Poor, and after all these years of practice, I got it down pat.
Hello. Hello.
This is my brother, Winston. Winston, meet Mr. Fred Sanford.
Oh, Mrs. Sanford. Sanford, huh? Well, that name sounds familiar. Did we meet on the yacht, or was it the Malibu Colony last summer?
No, all that summer, I was laid up with my niggas heat rash.
I was a junkyard in what? I bought all these things there.
A junk man? How colorful. All the time I thought there was something between you two.
No, there's nothing between us two but you.
I'll run along. I just dropped in to say hello anyway. Oh, sis, I just remembered I need to borrow roughly about $1,000. I'm having a slight problem with my cash flow.
$1,000 ain't no flow. That's a tidal wave.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
And it's nice meeting you, Junkford.
That's Sanford. Sanford. Capital S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Period. Fred G. The G is for goodbye. Well, I guess I'll be going to eat.
Oh, don't let Winston get to you. Come on, relax. I'll fix you a drink. I'm sure I can find something that you like.
I must have died with the heaven.
Scotch?
Huh?
Bourbon?
What?
Gin? Rum? I'll have some of the good stuff. My own personal favorite, Ripple.
You know, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like it with cream. I call it Cripple.
I'll go get something for you to nibble on.
I'm all right here.
Hi.
I will be in a minute.
You here to pick up Clara?
Clara? You mean the maid?
Yeah.
I will pick her up with a pair of ice tongs.
See, you've met my daughter, Sissy. Sissy, Mrs. Sanford.
Your daughter? I thought this was the upstairs maid.
Oh, I like your mama. Now, that's the sort of man you should be seeing. Good for you.
Okay. Oh, is it okay if I go away skiing this weekend?
Oh, sure.
Great, thanks.
Who are you going with?
Oh, the usual gang. Susie and Sylvia, Jackie, Angie, Bob, Patrice, Mary,
all that.
Back up three names.
Is this Bob a guy?
Well, sort of.
No way.
Well, I got to worry about Eve. She said Bob was sort of.
Oh, Sorry, Susie. The answer is no.
Oh, Mama, you know, one of these days you've got to let me ask my age.
Of course, by then, I'll probably be too old to enjoy it.
Really hard raising your kids today.
It is hard. I had the same trouble with Lamont. I didn't want him to go skiing with Bob either.
You're terrific. I haven't laughed this much in years.
Well, you ought to keep it up because it sure makes you have a pretty face.
I wish I could. But it isn't easy when you're alone, is it, Fran?
No. Alone, that's all right in the toilet, but that's it.
Well, you're a widower, so you understand. These past few years, I've been missing John more and more.
Yeah, I know. But I've been missing Elizabeth, and sometimes I find myself talking to her.
You do?
Yeah, when I'm alone.
You know what, Fritz? I haven't been attracted to a man in a long time.
Me either.
All right, great. The us.
Wait a minute. I saw this in a movie with Mickey Rooney and Marie Dressler. good.
The holidays on Dale's farm weren't very festive until he saved big on a Bluetooth speaker with Amazon's last-minute deals. And now...
Mamacita, ooh,
that llama is part dancer, part prince. Stop last-minute deals now at Amazon. There's never been a better time to get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted. Plus, America's best warranty and up to 3 years complimentary maintenance. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now's the time to get in and get away. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days, or $2,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
Pay attention. Here's some scenes from last week's opening country show. I got myself a pretty good bankroll here. Save it for just one thing, though. Say, I want to buy a business of my own. Well, Nick, how much of that is roll and how much of that is you? I got me $2,000. Now, see, now, I'm going to offer you 20% of Sanford Unlimited. Let me see. Let me pick a pig out the air.
$2,000. You mind if I look around outside?
No, no, go right ahead. Look out there. You might find something nice to look at. And so might I. Can't believe it. You're rich.
Comfortable. But we started out poor.
Well, that's a coincidence because that's the way I started. Yeah, I started out poor, and after all these years of practice, I got it down pat. Hot black-eyed peas, sweet potatoes, Hey, man, are you sure on all that exterior you're not one of us?
Let me tell you something. I eat Mexican food, I ain't Mexican. I eat Italian food, I ain't Italian. I eat Chinese food, I ain't Chinese.
Well, what are you?
Hungry.
Yeah, I can see that. There's a whole lot of food here.
Well, Mr. Chambers going to be with us tonight, too, you know.
No, he's not. He's taking to eat out to dinner tonight. What's going on here?
Well, don't you look pretty in a newborn heifer.
And don't you look like you're going to give birth to one. What's all this cooking? Why is all this food being cooked here?
Hey, I thought you could meet with us tonight. I know you're going to take that Eve lady out again.
Hey, yeah, you know, you've been rapping on that door for about 3 weeks now. Have you put anything up on the scoreboard? Milo, this is a love affair, not a hockey game. A real man is tall and silent. Real man don't talk about sex. If anything's happening, you can tell by the sparkle in his eyes. I do see a flicker. Flicker? Flicker, hell, this is Olympic torches. When Eve gets here tonight, I'm going to get my gold medal. It stands in Ragano. Well, old brown eyes is back. I'm so happy. Winston, I was so happy.
Winston drove me over.
Oh, I said we couldn't let her come to this neighborhood by herself. Good Lord. President Carter was right. Something has to be done about the poverty in this country.
You ought to stick your hand in your back pocket and massage your brain.
I'll see you later, sis. Pretend you're having a good time.
And Winston, while you're out here in life, you better pretend that you're a brother. Somebody else, bring your hat to the hospital. That's close. Well, Eve, here we are, alone, all by ourselves, together with no one around.
We sure are.
You know, you're just about pretty as a newborn heifer. Oh, man, I heard that somewhere. I mean, you look real nice.
Not so bad yourself.
Well, Eve and I stepping out with my baby clothes. If you ready, let's get to stepping.
Wait a minute. What's that smell?
Oh, that's my new cologne. Evening in El Segundo.
No, no. It's coming from the kitchen.
Hey, Miss Lloyd.
Hi, guys. Well, thank me, welcome. Sweet potatoes, black eyed peas, ham hocks, and collard greens. Need some oregano.
And you're both welcome to eat with us tonight. We have two extra places set. That's two places for me.
Gordy, honey.
Sure, whatever makes you happy.
Cornbread. Let me help you with that.
This is my dear. You got a ham hock caught in your throat? What's the matter with you? What do you want?
She's doing a home at the bit.
So what?
So I saw the way she's acting. She got one eye on you and one eye on the altar.
Oh, no. Eve and I just having fun.
Trust me, Mr. Sanford. My daddy said that women are like freight cars. They spend their whole life waiting to get hooked up.
A fine advice coming from a caboose. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Eve and I just having fun. Just easing on down the road.
You just easing on down the aisle, and I tell you what song they're going to be playing. Dum, dum, ba, dum, 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 dum.
You got part of it right. Sure is dumb.
Fred, you're going to love this. I'm making some honey butter for the cornbread.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I'm glad we stayed here. This place feels just like home to me.
Shut up.
I had a great time tonight, Fred.
Yes. You know, you're some kind of lady. You gave up a night on the town and dinner at a fancy restaurant for some soul food and a ride to truck.
But that's not the best part.
What's that? You sure got good sense.
Excuse me for a minute, Fred. I'll be right back.
All right. Why don't I make myself comfortable? Godzilla!
I've been waiting for you. I want to talk to you.
Oh, I make it a point never to talk to a lady who's dressed up like a TV antenna. You can turn your head to the left and get NBC.
Sanford, I'm very fond of Miss Lewis.
Well, let me explain something to you. I'm fond of her also.
But I'm going to make sure that nothing happened that a little feather.
Well, you better get you a brown paper sack, cut two holes in it, and slide it over your head.
All that old crazy talking garbage mouth. I just want to ask you one question. What are your intentions with Mrs. Lewis?
Well, Kong, see, Mrs. Lewis, Evelyn, she's nice. And she's beautiful. And she's rich. So I'm going to do the only sensible thing. I'm going to ask her to adopt me.
Clara! What are you doing up so late?
Oh, nothing. I just come down to get a glass of milk and some
dog biscuits.
Fred, would you come over here for a minute? I have a surprise for you.
A surprise? Oh, I love surprises.
Here, I got you a present.
Well, you didn't have to do that. But since you did, I'll take it. A watch.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. First time I ever had a watch for 17 jewels that the previous owner hadn't taken them out.
There's an inscription on the back of it, Fred.
Shot proof. Oh, here. To my dear friend, forever yours, Evelyn. Forever yours. Forever.
Something wrong?
No, it's nothing wrong, honey. It's just that word forever means forever.
What?
Yeah, I can't take that watch.
Why not?
Because I ain't ready to get married.
Married? That never entered my mind to get married.
You didn't?
No. We were just going out together, having a good time, getting to know each other.
Yeah, nothing serious.
I agree. Nothing was serious.
Yeah, and marriage is out.
Marriage was never in. No way.
I thought you said you liked me.
I do.
Then why don't you want to marry me?
I will. What about you?
Huh?
What about you? Say something.
I think I've said enough already.
Did you know there's a lot more to Tubi when you create a free account? When you sign in, you'll be able to save your watch progress. Plus, you'll get access to My List, where you can build your own library and keep track of your favorites. You'll also unlock like and dislike buttons, helping us make better recommendations. Good for you.
No kidding, I heard it was kind of hard.
No credit cards. Free forever. Get the best of Tubi. Create a free account today.
Ram makes trucks for everyone, like those with holiday spirit, those with not so much, and even those covered in tree sap. Whatever life you live this holiday, Ram has a truck for you.
Hey, man, come on down so I can check you out before I split.
Hold on, will you just hold on? Don't get yourself all worked up.
Niggas, where'd you find this suit? Somebody must have left a coffin open.
I borrowed it from the amazing Mr. Snake, the magician down at the Juju Club.
A magician? And that explains this here. A
you get you can smack your chicken back. And don't let cows see it. No, something's got to be wrong here. Either it's this engagement party, or either it's this suit, or something just don't seem like it's right.
Hey, blood.
Hide the chicken.
Hey, cow, how you like the suit?
Oh, I love it. You can drop over dead and they wouldn't even have to touch you.
Hey, man, don't listen to him, pal. We're about to say. Oh! Dave's got to do his act tonight, man. So we got to have that suit back by midnight.
Or you turn into a penguin. Why'd you guys that kiss a moving butt?
Well, aren't we jumpier than a wet frog on a waffle grill?
Man, you nervous about your engagement tonight? I ain't nervous about nothing. I got everything covered. All right.
Well, there's a little something we can just throw away right now.
Wait a minute. It's my address book.
That's right.
Give me that. Got all the addresses of all the women I've ever dated.
That's right.
And I got to throw it away.
That's right.
Some cookbook.
That'd be done.
Yeah, that'd be done. But not right now.
You know, I can feel you're not too sure about this engagement.
I must be crazy, Cal. 4 weeks ago, a lady comes in here and buys the clock, and here I am, engaged to be married.
Yeah, she bought the clock and the cuckoo, too.
I can't get married. I'm too young. Too old? Too short? No, I'm too something.
Too scared.
I'm not scared. It's just I won't be able to do some things a single man can do, like walk around the house in his shorts, and drink milk right out the carton, and belch. Back in the way I want to.
All the things that make life worth living. Listen, man. Oh, no, maybe marriage be the, you know, the best thing for you.
I'm dead.
Look, Cal. Come on, partner. It ain't going to be that bad. You know you love her, don't you?
Yeah, look, I bought her this present. See, she gave me this gold watch, and I bought her that. What do you think?
I think you made out like a bandit.
She's real nice. I bought a special for her. See, these earrings are shaped like the Statue of Liberty. She got genuine rhinestone up here, and it shines when she holds her head up under a lamp.
You must have been lit when you bought them.
Elizabeth, I guess you heard I get engaged. But ain't nothing serious. I lied. What I mean, honey, is I'm going to marry Evelyn, but I'm not going to touch her. That's another lie. Elizabeth, honey, I'm going to touch her, but I'm not going to enjoy it. The biggest lie yet. What I mean, honey, look, I'm not going to love you any less than I love you now. It's just, I don't know what to do, Elizabeth. I'll love you forever. Forever, Elizabeth. And that's the truth. And you know it. I swear to you. Always love you. Always. Wow. I bet ain't nobody here on the wheelbarrow.
I'll take your hat. Now let me take your suit.
My suit?
Yeah, we need some laughs in the kitchen.
Your face ain't got none. Everybody in the kitchen must have locked y'all.
Oh, Eve. How are you? I'm so glad you're here.
Well, when you said dressing, I thought,
don't worry. You look very handsome.
Say that again.
I can't wait to announce our engagement.
Yeah, you mean you can't wait until I can take you away from all this?
I'd like you to meet Fred Sanford.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Fred and Barbara Zildegate. Do you mind if I go over and say hello?
Oh, honey, go ahead. I'll be all right right here. Excuse me, and congratulations, Kate. Well, gentlemen, as I was saying, there is only one way, and you have to agree with me. The only way to shelter capital gains is to defer income.
You're absolutely wrong.
Wrong.
Sanford, what do you do with your money?
Oh, I stuff out of the so it won't get wet. Take my shelter.
Hello, I don't think we've met. I'm Jackie Wainwright.
I'm Fred G. Sanford.
Your friend? Oh, Evelyn's raved about you.
And I raved about her.
Tell me, what do you think about Kramer versus Kramer?
I didn't know they were fighting. What town was it on?
Your sense of humor.
You do? And I love your hairdo. You must have a strong neck. Oh, you have all the sauce, man.
You must be Evelyn's fiance.
Yes, I'm the lucky guy. Well, we must get to know one another. Say, why don't you drop by the club for an exciting game of tennis?
I don't play no tennis. Your job?
Only when I hear police sirens. What do you do or exercise?
For exercise, I go to the funerals of all of my friends that play tennis and golf.
Just in case I didn't like what they were serving.
Well, there you are.
Oh.
I've been so busy I haven't had time to spend 2 minutes with you. Are you having fun?
I ain't never had this much fun. I got a present for you.
Oh.
Got it here somewhere.
Evelyn.
Uncle Phil.
Evelyn, I'm so happy about your engagement. I got you a little present.
Oh.
Of course, it's not much.
What are they for?
For a sweet little Jaguar parked in your driveway.
Oh, Uncle Phil, how can I thank you?
By just having a wonderful time.
Thank you, Uncle Phil. I'd like you to meet Fred. Fred?
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet my Uncle Phil.
My pleasure.
Honey, Fred G. Sanford. Oh, so you're Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
I'm Evelyn's next door neighbor. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Honey, you. I heard some wonderful things about you. And I'm so happy for Evelyn. She's such a terrific person.
Yeah.
She's nice. You know, she's been so happy since she met. I know you two are going to have a wonderful marriage.
Yeah.
Just looking at you, I can tell you're exactly the kind of person she needs.
There you go. Strike. Strike time is problem.
Some people really know how to dress. And then there's you. Shame Evan didn't tell you this wasn't a costume party.
I was coming dressed like you, but the man said really not the last jackass.
I love it. When you get angry, your tail flutter.
I can't believe it. The whole thing's so preposterous. I mean, when I first heard it, I thought I'd die laughing. And then when I heard it was true, it was even funnier.
You can't believe it. He's really going to marry a jump man.
I wonder where they're going to spend their honeymoon. At the city dump?
Fred,
It's
time to make the announcement.
Yeah, the announcement.
I'm so excited. All right, everybody, come gather around here. I have an announcement I want to make. I guess you all know why I've been so happy this past month. Well, I've met a wonderful man, and Well, maybe Fred should do this. Fred, make the announcement.
Hmm?
Yes.
Make the announcement.
Yes.
Evelyn and I. This is the big one. This is the big one, Elizabeth. What have I gotten myself into? I'm coming to join you. Elizabeth, help me. I'm coming to join you. I'll have a rabbit coming out of my coat.
All right, and that was Sanford and Son, and we started off with All in the Family.
Don't play games, Mama. Our new fun show is a guessing game. That's all relative.
Oh, yes. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network. Happy holidays.
One of my favorite Sanford and Son episode six was, I think you might remember this one. Actually, there's, I'm not sure if they were in the same episode or two different ones. One was when Lamont was trying to gripe at his dad, and he says to his dad, Sanford, he says something about sweeping the porch, and he was saying something about his arthritis in his hands, and he says, you know, all crippled up, and he has his hand all squeezed together, and he says, and Lamont says, hey, well, that's perfect for holding the broom, sticks his hand, the broom in his hand.
Oh,
says,
yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And the other one was Lamont was griping because Sanford wasn't helping him load this refrigerator in the truck, and Sanford says, well, I carried the cord.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I just think they were all good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we'll talk about Norman Lear right after this episode.
How's it feel to be on the road? I'm going to be on the road all right. This is why I have something to wear. I'm not getting Rio de Janeiro. You carry my suitcase into a postcard. But suppose your fiance tries to call. I don't have no fiance and I'm not engaged.
Well, what are you?
A big company. Paul and Barry, a shotgun wedding at your age. What you said? You talking about the woman that I love. Woman is all woman. And what's bothering you? Last night, see, I was just engaged party, and Eve asked me to announce our engagement. And all of a sudden, I got sick, and my head started spinning.
Oh, you didn't fake one of your heart attacks.
No, Rollo, I almost died. I just couldn't go through with it. So I told Eve that I had one of those mysterious illnesses that comes and goes. So I came and I went.
Why didn't you just tell her the truth?
And the way I did tell her the truth. Truth is, I'm a liar. I gotta get out of town.
Sure, that'd be an easy thing to do. But let me tell you something. No matter what it takes, no matter how hard it is, no matter whatever it takes, you gotta stay here and you gotta act like a man.
Bye. You may have something. Oh, she doesn't talk. See who it is. Hurry up. Who is it? Who is it?
You don't need to know, and I don't want to be here when you find out.
Oh, no. This is the big one. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm trapped. I'm trapped here like a cockroach on Saturday night going up the wall when the light goes on. Hey, I get it. See the heat. Yeah, hide it. Throw it in the closet. This is my time to take them out. I'm not nervous. This is my sick baby.
Oh, no, you don't.
All you have to do is get your week out and tell her that the doctor just left. I can't do that. I can't lie, Miss Lewis. Have I ever asked you to lie, believable?
All the time.
I don't know why I do this stuff for you. I'm 20%. Hey, Miss Lewis.
Yeah, I can't speak French.
Oh, I'm sorry. The doctor just left. There's no business.
Why not?
Why not?
What about you?
Oh, no, see, you're going to have a hard time getting shot.
Oh, Fred. Oh, I don't care if you do have something to say. I was so worried.
Eve, you're here.
Yes, I brought you some flowers, Mr. Chang.
Oh, not so proud to find with the stuff, can you?
Captain wanted
it out
to say
his
wrong
with
Fred.
Wrong with Fred. What's wrong with Fred? I was so delirious when the doctor was here. I didn't understand it. Cal heard it. You tell him.
Well, yeah. See, Fred has a very, very rare disease, right, Fred?
Rare disease. Only 7 people on the earth have had it. Six of them died now.
Oh, you
fool. Yeah. See, I couldn't burden you with this. I think it's best to be called engagement officer.
Oh, I don't think we should do that. I mean, after all, they say marriage is very healthy for you.
They do?
Yes, they do.
Oh, you. I was taking fast.
Farewell, friend.
Oh, I did it.
Yes, you are. Why, friend? Why, this ridiculous show?
Well, I think I'll be going now.
I'll do it this year.
You won't.
It's right in here.
We're out of your water.
I'm a busy man.
Look how crusty this is.
Shameful.
It's too much.
Now, this.
I'm tired.
How are you going to tackle that pile?
Not a tackle bun?
Just clean the pile, Warren.
This, too.
Don't do these quick things that others pile up. It's got to be taught.
You don't want to marry me.
a lot of stuff you don't know about me. See, I snore at night, and I'm talking to sleep, and my feet are cold, and I'm still on line over.
You can't tell me the truth, then.
Okay, I'll live with you. See, I don't want to tell you this, but you just forced me to tell you. See, 2 years ago, I had a sex change operation.
I got up this morning at 3 o'clock. I couldn't get back.
do what I always do. Pick yourself a hot cup of cocoa and a little raisin bread. Is he still bothering you?
Yeah, I guess so. You don't know nothing about the pain suffering between man and woman. You in love with a microwave oven. Maybe I did make a mistake by not going back to you.
I'm sorry, partner. Everybody makes mistakes with women. Even me. Look, as a little gal back in Grand Prairie, Texas, I'm telling you right now, you know, she's crazy. I mean, she was chasing after me, begging me to marry. You know what I said to her? I said, look, darling, you ain't gonna stop. How's that supposed to know she's gonna grow up in this Texas? Inherit $1 million.
My God, I run my mother! God, I've been talking to an idiot! Hey, Blair, you about ready for another donkey there watching me work?
Not you've been acting like a little sick boy ever since you put a little arm in that pasture.
And
wait a minute.
And that's the worst thing you can do. Hey, you got to get back in action. What you need is a date.
Where's that little black book?
What you need is a hot date.
Here it is.
Yeah, maybe you're right. A hot date. Somebody I can go out with at night and dance all night, look and kiss. Somebody to party with. About 2 weeks, I'll be dead. And I don't worry about that.
Greg, open up that little book and reach out. Reach out and touch someone.
What about her? Clarice Anderson. Yeah, she's nice. You take her out for barbecue, you have to order no hot sauce. No, she don't have that sense of humor, Evelyn hair. She don't have a pretty legs like that.
All right, all right. What about that now, Brenda Tracy?
Dick's daughter? Brenda, she's a little too forward, a little too loose, overly friendly. The only time she smacks a face is she sees a hornet on it. She don't have that figure that Eve had. And she don't have that twinkle in her eye like me.
Well, wait a minute. I think I'm starting to see a pattern here. Now, I could be wrong, be out of left field, but somehow I get the same feeling you're setting up deep, most likely.
Well, don't give me that book. Anybody in here that I've been dating wouldn't want to go out with you. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am in love with you, but maybe I just don't want to be alone. No. You don't want to be alone. And when you're sitting there in your rocking chair and all by yourself, and you look over and that other rocking chair is empty, and then I can't think of anything lonelier than that.
Don't worry, Fred. You ain't never going to be alone.
Like you said, you got me.
And me. Are we going to stay with you for the rest of our lives?
Oh, no! What are you going to do, old junkyard dog?
I came to see you.
You don't want to see you. Aren't you ashamed to show your face around here?
Aren't you ashamed to show your face anywhere else?
You
better open up your hand and get that shirt run out of it.
Well, a man who suffered a major illness, you made a remarkable recovery. Pity.
I came in the camp.
Bamford, I'm afraid your little romantic escapade with my sister is over.
And you will crawl back under your rock.
I'm not going to stand here and talk to mopey folks.
I can't hear you. You talk now. Shut up, all that hollering, you junk man. Oh, it's you.
Have an hour to talk to you. Why don't you let me negotiate with you?
It's all right, Winston. I'll talk with you.
Very well. But I suggest you use very tiny words. Go.
Eva. You still here?
Okay, I'll leave.
But if this little ghetto jiggle don't give you any trouble, you just holler, and I'll be back on my double.
Double? I've been staying in Julia.
She's loyal. She's kind, which is more than I can say for you.
Well, see, let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. Let's just forget it.
I don't want to forget it.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
I'm not going to sit around forever while you make up your mind, Fred.
Well, Eve, I don't want to look over there and see her empty rocking chair.
What?
You know, we should grow old together like two wrinkled brooms. Two wrinkled rocking brooms.
Are you saying that you really want to get married?
I don't know what I'm saying. All I know is I like you a lot.
Well, that's not good enough.
Well, I respect you. I admire you. I love you. I must mean either I'm in love or because I'm coming down to food.
Dummy.
I must be a dummy. I'm sitting here with a pretty girl. I don't even know whether I want to get married or not.
I understand. You aren't just ready.
No, trumpet.
No, it's not that. It's just a friend. A friend made fun of me at the party and laughed at my feet. It's because the rabbit came out of me.
It was between you and me, not my friend.
No, it's your whole world. You see, honey, you might not know this, but I'm not as sophisticated as I look.
Would it be easier if you really thought I was the maid?
I don't know. I don't have no fancy car. I don't have a whole lot of clothes. I ain't got no money. I'm gonna think of it. What the hell do I have?
You got me. And I got you. No, that's something not important.
Yeah, but I saw your Uncle Phil give you the keys to a new Jaguar. And all I have for you is this old cheap present here. That earring shaped like the Statue of Liberty.
They light up.
Yeah, especially if you hold your head on the lamp.
Yeah, Brad, it would be nice to be married. But I don't think you're ready.
Yeah, maybe I just need a little more time.
You're right. I guess I was rushing it a little bit because I was starting to feel so lonesome. And when a man came along I liked, I just jumped at him.
Well, I can't blame you for that. Gold doesn't come around every day.
I don't mind waiting. Just as long as we keep each other alive. I mean, until you're ready.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. I do. You know, Eve, you might not have to wait long to think. But I think Freddie is about ready to make it steady.
The holidays on Dale's farm weren't very festive. Until he paid big on a Bluetooth speaker with Amazon's last minute deal. And now?
Mamacita.
Ooh. Vanessa. Mama's part dancer, part prince. Vanessa. Top last minute deals now, man.
Oh, my God.
open.
But I'm sure it's even how important it was. No, it's for the Children of Watts Association. It's his favorite charity. Oh, I see. Well, thank you, Lenore. No luck yet?
No.
It seems every performer in Hollywood is either out of town, previously booked, or at a pyramid game. Oh, don't let it get you down, Miss. I'm sure somehow, some way, somewhere or another, you're going to find someone to perform at your benefit. When the whipple, all these people will be coming to this house, and they expect to see a big star.
Tease me and squeeze me and hug me dry. Thank you, whenever you used to pool, man, I just love to jump in that pool. Yeah. He jumped in there one more time. He'd have broke his foot on the concrete. So did you get your entertainment all lined up for your party?
Okay. But I'm still working on it. And Winston's out working on it, too.
Well, listen, if you get stuck, I got to do some great animal impersonation.
Animal impersonation?
Yes, ma'am. So you're still talking about the backstage fair. They probably still bidding on you back in the day. Kim, so stand back. What's this? What's that?
It's an anteater.
I think about that. I took you out and had you neutered.
Oh, Fred, I'm in a terrible predicament. I can't seem to get any talent, and the benefit is next week.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Sometimes things aren't as bad as they seem. Hi, sis. Sometimes they're worse.
Well, Sanford, I see you've been swimming on ice. Now we can clean the ring around the pool.
Next time I swim, I'd like you to join me. Lots of clean water at the bottom.
Any luck, Winston?
Oh, sorry, sis. I tried. I talked to all my friends.
What did he say?
Tammy's got a recording studio somewhere in Hollywood. Nobody's allowed to get through.
You know, Fred, I talked to Sammy a year ago, and he said he would do the benefit. Winston hasn't been able to get to him.
I don't know why not. It still gets to me.
All right, Sam, but unless you can do a better job, don't criticize.
And when you were born to be criticized. You're about to slap you in a minute.
What did you think you can get through the sand? Bullfrog butt waterproof? Plastic tape? All right. Can I have some sound in here so I can hear it, man? Thank you. Want someone I can talk to you. I want you just the way you are. We should record it now. Yeah, too bad you're a musician. And late as usual. Take a good long 5 minutes. Tell me the truth. You ain't no bass player, are you?
No, you see, Mr. David, it's only right you need to see him. Because I like you to go by my girlfriend's house. You never hear.
Can't you take care of her yourself?
See, I mean,
I'd like you to go by her house in Beverly Hills and entertain. But for the Children of Watts Association, last year you talked to Miss Lewis about it. Miss Evelyn, of course. When is it? A week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday. Children of Watts. Let me see.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with him, it'll be on Dinah, Mike, Johnny, Merv, Phil, and I'm going to be guest engineer on Soul Train.
Rest of the evening, I'm free.
What the hell, I'll do it.
You will?
Of course I will.
He's going to do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I can kiss you.
It ain't going to be that kind of party.
at Sanford. Great party at Sanford Davis Jr. is terrific. I just loved it. Yeah, it hasn't been on yet.
Huh?
I thought it was awful short. You know, I used to be a show business. I played trumpet. My lip's still good. If you want to play tonight, do I still got my orders? We'll go home and get them. I'd love to. Where do I live? Live next door, Mom. That shouldn't be too hard to find. This way, this way. Make two right.
Right.
Would you take your seat, please? Apparently, Mr. Davis has been delayed. Well, that's all right. I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Sissy, and her boyfriend, Cliff, who've been rehearsing for a long time to entertain them.
You want to have a date tonight?
Not tonight.
Pass up a chance. It's gone forever. I may come back. Maybe never. If you ain't got, you better get.
I thought you were going to be in my house. Everything you touch turns to garbage. Please.
Without further ado,
the man we've all been waiting for, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr.
All right, so that was starting off the show with All in the Family, three episodes of All in the Family, and three episodes of Sanford and Son. Get it? 336 Six Eyes Radio Network. So I want to thank everybody that tuned in as we celebrated the life of Norman Lear, producer extraordinaire of iconic TV shows Sanford and Son, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Different Strokes, Good Times, just to name a few. I mean, we'll be here all night if we did every show that he produced. So we just want to say rest in peace from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, your friends, your fans at this difficult time. Producer extraordinaire, Mr. Norman Lear. Take your rest, well-deserved, age 101 years old. So God bless. That last one, Sammy Davis Jr. was on there.
All right.
Yeah, I love Sammy Davis. I actually watched a few other shows with him on, too. Very good, very professional guy.
Yes. All right. I hope you all enjoyed the show. And you can check this show out by going to blogtalkradio.com/ help me out, Wolfgang.
/ Six Eyes Radio Station 2.
And that is the number 2, correct?
Number 2, yes.
Okay. And also like us on iHeartRadio and Apple Music Podcast by typing in the search, Six Eyes Radio for Station 1 and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. And follow us, Six Eyes Radio Network Global. Want to thank you all. What did you all think about the show?
Real good, Six, and just to let everybody know, on Station 1, it's already commenced and already in progress, is AJ and the Squad.
If I'm on my way over there now to check them out.
All right. Well, catch everybody later.
All right. God bless. Love y'all. You just enjoyed my day
remote
on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Take care.